Here it's talking about God's love, then will be perfected.
这里其实就讲到神嘅爱喺我哋里边得以完全。
You understand now? God's love in Jesus Christ. Now this same love extends to us, and we should extend our love to brothers and sisters. If we will extend our love towards brothers and sisters, then God's love will reach its destination.
所以我哋可以喺呢度睇得到系咁样，神就系爱，神爱佢嘅儿子耶稣基督。 神因为喺佢藉住佢嘅儿子嘅耶稣基督，系延展佢嘅爱到我哋，而我哋亦都能够延展呢个爱嘅话咧，我哋响神嘅爱响我哋嘅心里边就得以完全啦。So
this is why love one another so important.
就系呢个咁嘅原因，我哋彼此相爱系咁重要。If
we do not love one another, God's love would never reach the destination.
如果我哋彼此唔能够相爱嘅话咧，神嘅爱唔能够到达嗰个目的地嘅。
I think this is something church has been neglecting.
就係呢樣事情，我哋今日見到教會係疏忽咗嘅。
About brotherly love.
就係兄弟嘅愛，兄弟之間嘅愛。
You know, if you read the First John chapter 3 carefully, you will find out brotherly love is very important and very serious topic.
如果你读约翰一书第三章嘅话，你会发觉兄弟之间嘅爱系好严重、好认真嘅一回事嚟嘅。
It seems like, Bible, may I ask you, where did you learn believe in Jesus Christ that we can have eternal life?
我想喺呢度顺便问一问你先，你喺边度学得到话相信主耶稣基督就得到永生噶
？Where？
喺边度啊
？John from John Gospel，
约翰福音
，John Gospel according to John。
约翰福音
Now, after John has written the gospel, it seemed the Holy Spirit inspired him. I wrote the gospel, and I told people, if you want to have eternal life, you have to believe in Jesus Christ. However, eternal life is so abstract. How can people prove they have eternal life?
我哋刚才咁样睇约翰福音，我哋睇到约翰佢系写咗约翰福音呢本书嘅时候，圣灵系感动佢写咗之后，佢会可能会系亦都圣灵系都系带领佢咁样谂。佢喺约翰福音里边话讲相信神就可以得到永生，但系永生系一个咁抽象嘅一样嘢嚟噶，究竟能够点样解释呢
？Suppose anyone say I believe in Jesus Christ, I have eternal life，
或者有人会咁样话，我相信耶稣基督啦，我已经有永生啦。
How can we find out some people telling lies？
我哋能够点样知道边啲人系讲真，边啲人系讲大话呢
？Then when John was writing his epistle, the Holy Spirit inspired him. Now you have to put out evidence to be a Christian.
所以当约翰写呢个书信约翰一书嘅时候，圣灵系启示佢，要佢俾出一啲嘅证据，乜嘢先至系叫做有永生
？And which is to be a Christian is loving one another.
做基督徒嘅一个见证就系彼此相爱。
So for this reason, some statement in John, First John chapter 3, very serious.
就系今因为咁嘅原因，喺约翰一书第三章里边有啲嘅经文啊，有啲嘅字句系十分严重、十分认真嘅。Now
look at verse 10.
我哋睇第十节。
By this, the children of God and the children of devil are obvious.
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。
How do you know he is the children of devil? He is the children of God. They are the children of God.
点样我哋点样先能够睇得出佢系神嘅儿女呢？
Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God.
凡不行义的就不属神。
This we know.
我哋知道啦，呢样我哋清楚。
However, I know some people do not know either.
或者我哋虽然咁讲咧，啲有啲人可能唔知道添。
Because nowadays in Chinese churches, many people, although they profess as Christians, they are doing unrighteousness before the Lord.
因为我哋睇到今日好多基督徒，佢哋自己自称为基督徒嘅人，响佢自己行所行嘅系不义。
The Bible tells us, anyone, no matter who you are, anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God. No matter who you are.
圣经响度话俾我哋听，凡不行义的就不属神，凡不行义的，无论你系边个都好，你唔行义嘅，你就系唔属神。
That's why the more I serve the Lord, the more I realize if anyone you are God's child. Please remember, your mind has been changed, and the righteousness is in your heart. If you have not such kind of experience within you, I tell you, you are not a Christian. You are cheating yourself.
所以就因为这样的原因，我当我服侍神越深的时候，我越深深的感觉得到，如果你的心意是没有改变的话，如果你的生活里面是没有意行出来的话，你要小心，你可能不是基督徒。
Your past Chinese church have influenced by those heathen religion.
在过去中国人的教会里面是被这些外教邪教所影响了。
So many our brothers and sisters did never realize how powerful gospel is.
我哋好多嗰啲弟兄姊妹，佢哋唔明白到啊，福音系几咁有能力。
They think just like heathen religion. Oh, you should come along and be good, and gradually be good, and gradually understand more. Then you might be able to become a Christian.
佢哋好多时嘅思想好似系嗰啲信邪教、信外教嘅一样。佢话你信教就行好事得啦，慢慢会好啲啦，慢慢会好啲，慢慢就会更好啦。
No such thing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们主耶稣基督里面不是这样的。
If you are Christian, Christian. How long are you going to make a Christian? In a few seconds, maybe.
在我们的主耶稣基督里面，你是基督徒就是基督徒，你不是基督徒就是不是基督徒。你怎样才能够成为一个基督徒呢？可能需要两秒钟的时候。
Brothers, sisters, now this is exactly what teaching is about. Power of gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是什么叫福音的大能的意思了。
God loves us.
神是爱我们。
He has prepared everything there.
神已经样样东西预备好了给我们。
As soon as you want him, you accept him. All what he has prepared for you, yours.
只要你想他，你想要接受他，你接受他 的时候，所有一切东西都是给了你了。
This is why those genuine repentance and genuine regeneration people, oh, so nice.As soon as they accept Jesus Christ, you will find out in his life, he has 180 degree change.
所以我们知道那些 人能够真真正正悔改的，真真正正在神里面是认识神悔改的，他的生命是180度的改变的。
Why?
为什么呢？
God loves him.
因为神是爱他们。
The love from Jesus Christ.
他的爱是从主耶稣基督而来。
God loves him just like he loves Jesus Christ.
神是爱他，好像神爱主耶稣基督一样这样爱他。
So,Brothers and sisters, now this is talking about you yourself. Then, as soon as you believe in Jesus Christ, you should realize what is your responsibility. Your responsibility is to love brothers.
所以，这个弟兄姊妹，我哋要留心。我哋当我哋接受耶稣基督之后，我哋嘅责任系乜嘢呢？嗰个责任就系我哋要彼此相爱，我哋要爱我哋嘅弟兄。
This is another evidence whether you are a Christian or not.
呢个亦都系好好嘅证明啊！我哋系咪一个基督徒？
God's life, as soon as God's life enters your heart, your mind changes, and especially your love towards God's people is increased.
当神的生命是入到你的生命里面的时候，你的生命里面有所改变，你会马上会觉得你要爱其他的弟兄姊妹。
You might say, well, since this is the way, why church wouldn't be that way?
或者你会奇怪，如果是这样的话，为什么今天教会又不是这样的情形呢？
You know, our faith comes from knowledge.
你要知道，我哋嘅信心系从知识而嚟嘅。
Since we have no such kind of knowledge, where are we study our faith?
如果我哋都冇咁嘅知识，我哋嘅信心喺边度建立咧
？In other words, church has been neglecting such kind of important revelation in Bible.
换呢句说话嚟讲，教会一向都系疏忽咗、忽略咗呢个咁重要嘅神嘅启示。
I often suggest to church or Bible study groups.With the first 11,
我哋成日都向嗰啲团契或者系一啲查经班教会里边系提供呢一节嘅经节。
For this is the message which you have heard from the beginning that we should love one another.
呢一节就系三章十一节，我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
Here tells us from the beginning.
呢度已经讲到系从起初所听见噶啦。
I would like our leaders remember this when you have orientation to.To those brothers and sisters who are going to be baptized, to tell them now, please Lord, now you are going to be a member of church, that's good. But something I want you to remember, you have responsibility. What is your responsibility? You have to love one another.
特别啲叫说话，我想话俾我哋礼拜堂嘅领袖听。特别当我哋有新嘅会员受浸加入教会嘅时候，我哋要同佢讲一句说话， 讲这节的经节告诉他们，我们从今天开始，我们的责任是彼此相爱。
We have to instruct our people from the very beginning.
我们要教导我们自己的人，我们的弟兄姊妹从起初就要这样教导他们。
As I often said, this is Lord's commandment.
这个是神，我们的主的命令来的。
In verse 23 tells us, this is the commandment that we believe in the name of the Lord of His Son Jesus Christ and love one another, just as He commanded us.
第二十三节都是这样，就是这样解释给我们听。神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
Now you read your English Bible, you will find the commandment is a singular, not plural.
如果你读你的英文圣经，你会发觉这个神的命令是单数的，是一条的命令来的。
Yet in fact there are two commandments.
其实那里是有，都是两条的诫命。
Why here is your singular number?
为什么两条的诫命是用一条来代表呢？
This is another style in the Bible.
这里都是圣经里面一个的格式。
If something same important, same serious, Bible often put these things.In singular number.
如果有两样嘢，佢系同样一样咁重要嘅，同样一样咁认真嘅，咁严重嘅，佢会将呢两样嘢系当为一样。
Here tells us this is New Testament covenant.
呢度讲俾我哋
commandment.
呢度讲俾我哋听，呢度系新约嘅诫命。
The commandments God gave us are given to Israel, good for our reference, but not directly for us.
神喺旧约里边俾以色列人嘅诫命。是给我们作为一个好的尴尬，但是不是直接是给我们的。
The direct commandment he gave us is in 1 John 3:23.
直接的命令就在约翰一书第三章第二十三节。
Here tells us two things.
这里告诉我们两样东
西。When you believe his son Jesus Christ.
第一样就是信他儿子耶稣基督。
Sorry to find out some people today only believe Jesus. And they never believe Jesus as his son. Neither they believe Jesus as Christ.
但是他们今天很可惜，很多人他们所信的，他是说信耶稣，但是他没有信耶稣是神的儿子，也都没有信耶稣是基督，是救主。
I hope if anyone in our midst you do not know that, probably would be good to discuss this in your Sunday school class.
如果你在此有些人是不认识这个看法的话，最好你在主日学里面问主日学先生，在那里研究一下。
You believe in Jesus Christ. What kind of Jesus are you believing now?
你说你信耶稣基督，你信耶稣基督是怎么的话？
You should believe him, his son, Jesus Christ.
你要信是三样东西，第一是他的儿子，第二就是耶稣，第三是基督。
Then your faith will then the faith then your saving faith will be complete.
这个就是你们得救的信心，就信仰就是可以得以完全。
And love one another.
同埋亦都是彼此的相爱。
In other words, if you sense to believe in Jesus Christ is so serious, now, Bible tells us loving one another is just as serious as you believing in Jesus Christ.
如果我们觉得信耶稣基督是这么重要一回事，圣经就在这里告诉我们，彼此相爱亦都是一样这么重要。
Oh, may God have mercy upon us. If we will know that, if we have faith to practice that, what kind of situation, what kind of glorious situation we will have as church?
让神来怜悯我们。如果我们有这样的信心，有这样的行为，是行出来，是彼此相爱的话，我们今天教会是在一个几荣耀的地位里面。
May God help us to hear His voice.
让神来帮助我们来听到他的话语。
Believe his son Jesus Christ is just as same serious, same absolutely obedience we should have.
信主耶稣基督，作是信神的儿子，同埋我们彼此相爱是一样咁重要的。
Why is it so serious?
点解咁重要呢？
Because if we are not going to go that way, then God's love will not be perfected.
如果我们不是这样做的话，神的爱不可以得以完全。
I believe we do not want to hurt God's plan.
我们深信我们不想伤害到神的计划。
We are God's children, we would like whatever he wishes would be fulfilled.
我们是神的儿女，我们是他的子民，我们只想知道神他的愿望，我们想能够是帮他完成。
However, if we neglect Christian love, that will hurt God, that will hurt God's love.
但是如果我们疏忽了彼此之间的相爱的话，我们就会能够得罪神。
Now,It is true, God's love will be ended among Christians.
没错，神的爱是到基督徒为止的。
It does not mean then we need not to love others.
但係唔係話我哋唔需要愛其他人嘅意思。
We should try our best to love others, to get them into our group, then we can love one another.
我哋想要盡力係愛其他嘅人，讓佢哋亦都能夠嚟到我哋呢個教會裏邊，讓我哋嘅愛能夠彼此亦都相愛。
So for this reason, Second Peter tells us something.
就因為咁嘅緣故，彼得後書係講咗咁樣俾我哋聽。
Second Peter 1:7,
彼得後書第一章第七節。
He tells us, and in your godliness.Brotherly kindness, really brother love. Sometimes NASB too scholastic. Brotherly love, and in your brotherly love, Christian love.
第七节，有了虔敬，又要加上爱弟兄的心；有了爱弟兄的心，又要加上爱众人的心。
Brotherly kindness originally just Philadelphia. Brotherly love, then Christian love is agape.
喺呢度讲到爱弟兄嘅心同埋爱系弟兄之间嘅爱系有两个唔同嘅字。
Here tells us from our brotherly love, then we should extend our love to all human beings。
呢度讲到一样嘢话俾我哋听，我哋有咗弟兄之间嘅爱心嘅话，我哋要将呢个爱心系延展到伸展到爱众人。
So in Chinese translation, here he said love all people。
喺呢度中文翻译嗰度有啲小点喺侧边嗰度加咗系爱众人嘅心。
We have to love them.
我哋要爱众人添。
As I said already, genuine love is true. It only works among Christians.
冇错，我刚才已经讲到，真诚嘅爱只不过系响基督徒里边到基督徒为止嘅。
However, we should love them in order to get them into this group and let them enjoy God's love together.
但系我哋想嗰啲众人，其他人未认识神嘅人，佢哋亦都嚟到我哋呢个圈子里边，系让佢亦都能够感受到神嘅爱。
Then.The Bible says God loves the world will be fulfilled.
就是这样，圣经就告诉我们，神的爱，神爱世人，这个的应许就是能够完成。
Now we come to some point. Then, since they are unbelievers, how are we going to love them?
但现在有个问题在这里了。如果他们是不信神的人，他们不信神的，我们怎么爱他们呢？
We have prayer meeting, they won't come to pray.
我哋有祈祷会嘅时候，佢又唔嚟祈祷嘅。
We have Christian fellowship, they won't come to have fellowship with us.
我哋有基督徒团契嘅时候，佢亦都唔嚟参加你个团契嘅。
How are we going to love them?
我哋点样先系爱佢哋呢？
This is exactly what Lord tells us how we should love them.
呢度就系圣经话俾我哋听，我哋主话俾我哋听，我哋点样去爱佢哋。
Look at Luke 24.
让我哋打开
路加
福音第24章。路加福音第24章
Lord tells us He wants us to be his witness.
路加福音第24章话俾我哋听，佢想要我哋作佢嘅见证。
Look at 48.
第48节，
You are witness of these things.
你们就是这些事的见证。
Jesus wanted us to love them by our witness.
主耶稣基督是要我们爱那些众人，那些其他的人，是要我们作见证。
Now you understand what witness means.
你知道什么叫作见证吗？
If you are in court, you are going to give witness.
如果你在法庭里面，你有个见证或者证人。
What are you going to talk?
如果你做证人的时候，你说什么？
Are you going to talk about those fancy things?
你是不是喜欢走到上法庭里面做证人的时候，你说一些古灵精怪的东西呢？
古灵精怪的一个。You only give them the truth which you have seen, you have experienced.
你所讲的就是你所见到的和你感受过的。
If you give anything which you have not seen, you have not experienced, you will be in trouble. Is that true?
如果你讲一些你没有见到的或者你没有见过感受过的东西，如果你这样讲的话，你会有麻烦了。
So that means witness.
这样就是做见证的意思了。
Jesus wants us to tell to love them by telling them what he has done for us.
主耶稣基督就是要我们所做什么呢？就是要我们去告诉那些人听，主耶稣基督为我们而做了什么。
I often heard nowadays quite often in the church, in the pulpit, the preacher yell to the congregation, Brothers and sisters, look,
So many thousands of souls going to hell every day. Can we just wait in there? We have to do something. We have to preach gospel to them.
好多時曾經去過不同的教會，聽見好多牧師講道的人，佢喺教講台上面大聲疾呼話：佢話千千萬萬嘅人啊，沉淪啊，佢哋去地獄啦！我哋係咪闖到咧？我哋點樣去幫佢哋呢？
You know what the congregation respond?
嗰啲會眾佢哋嘅反應係點咧？
Preach gospel, preach gospel, you go to preach gospel.
嗰啲會眾嘅反應就係話：你做乜嘢做咩？你去做啦，你傳福音俾佢哋聽啦。
You study theology. You know Bible. We do not know Bible. We never study theology. How can we preach gospel to others?
嗰啲会众或者话，冇错，你就系读过神学啊，你学过圣经啊，你识咁多嘢，梗系你去传福音啦。我哋又冇学过神学，我哋又冇读过圣经，我哋点样去传福音俾佢哋听啊
？This is the situation of church today.
今日就系呢个咁嘅情形，就系今日教会嘅情形。
Yes, Jesus here. What did Jesus say?
但是今天教会所今天我们看见耶稣基督是怎么说
的 He didn't say, you should teach people theology. You should discuss Bible with the people.
这里主耶稣基督是没有说的给那些门徒听你们要去教他们神学你们要教他们圣经。
He said, you are my witness.
但是主耶稣基督在这里说给我们听我们是他的见证。
You are witness of what?
你是他的什么见证
Of these things.
见证这些事的见证。
What are these things here?
这些叫什么叫这些事啊
Look at the preceding verse.
你看前面几节你就知道。
And that repentance for forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witness of these things.
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道从耶路撒冷直到万邦你们就是这些事的见证。
Repentance and forgiveness, these two things, our Lord wants us to witness to them.
悔改同埋赦罪嘅道，就系我哋嘅主要我哋所向其他人作嘅见证啦。
God loves the world.
神系爱呢个世界。
And He wants us to extend His love to the world.
神系要我哋将呢个爱系延伸到呢个世界里面。
Use what kind of approach to extend His love?
用咩方法嚟延伸神嘅爱呢
？By witnessing for Him，
就系为佢而作见证。
Witness for what？
见证乜嘢呢
？For what He has done for you，
就系见证神为我哋所做嘅事情。
Repentance and forgiveness of sin，
就系悔改同埋赦罪嘅道。
Now certainly here something 啊，
嗱呢度有一样嘢。
If you have not even genuine repentance， certainly you cannot witness。
如果你不是真真正正悔改的话你不可能为神作为主作见证的。
So this is why each Christian should be sure enough. Do you really have repentance?
所以就是因为这样的原因每一个基督徒都要很清楚自己清清楚就知道我们自己有没有悔改。
If your mind has not been changed, not only you touch yourself, even you have no way to witness for him.
如果你的心思意念未有改变未有真正的悔改的话不知道你在那自欺欺人你甚至是不知道你在做什
么。If you have genuine repentance, you have clear experience, how did God save you? Now, then you just tell people what God has done for you, and that is the way to extend God's love to others.
如果你是真真正正有悔改的你就这样告诉人听神在你的生命里面怎样拯救你怎样带领你你就是这样做已经是可以延伸到神的爱给他们了。
In our seminary, some students from Southeast Asia,
在我的神学院里面有些是东南亚来的学生。
Some of them, they have been ministering in church already.
有些学生他已经在教会里面已经是做牧师的了。
They came for their advanced study.
他来的时候是深造的。
They never learn how to win, to witness for the Lord.
但是他们从来没学过怎样为神为主作见证。
And until they had a pastoral theology in the seminary.
特别是当他们 在神学院里面是学到做牧师的神学那一课的时候。
Then they realized so easy to win souls.
他会突然明白到领人归主原来是这么容易的。
When student went out,Because she wanted to have a taxi.
有个学生佢出外边。
Wanted to have a taxi, 就系计程车。
哦，佢想叫一个计程车，一个的士。
she wishes to the driver.
佢系向嗰个司机系咁样作见证。
So the driver would say to her, "So would it be all right for me to stop my car and lead us a word of prayer?"
嗰个司机。 嗰司機佢竟然咁喎，佢話可唔可以停車停一陣嚟祈禱呢
？When we have lunch together and the woman sitting by me on my right side, oh, she was so excited. She said, "You know what? Today I use 15 minutes to lead us all to the Lord."
有一次我哋食晏昼嘅时候，有个坐喺我右手边嘅学生，佢好兴奋咁话俾我听，佢话我今日用15分钟嘅时候就带领咗个人信主啦。
I often sense the Chinese, especially our Chinese church, so pitiful. Many times they would drag an unbeliever all the way along for 10 years, yet they never tell them you should accept Jesus Christ.
我哋今日我哋睇到中国人嘅教会实在好可怜，有啲人带一个唔信主嘅人入到嚟教会，拖住佢走，拖泥带水咁样走，走10年都唔话俾佢听点样信耶稣。
Now, brothers and sisters, first you have to be sure your mind has been changed, so you will be able to give powerful testimony to others. How did God change you?
所以弟兄姊妹，我哋要时留心啲，睇下我哋反省下我哋自己当初神系点样拯救我，点样系使我哋悔改。就是因为这样的缘故，我们就可以向人告诉人听神是怎样拯救我们。
I know some brothers and sisters will say, yeah, you say so easy, but in reality it's not so easy.
但有些弟兄姊妹又会说，你说就说得这么容易，但是实在哪里有这么容易？
You know, I just cannot talk.
你知道，我又不懂，又不听说。
Well,For Lord's sake, if you really love the Lord, try to learn how to speak.
但是因为主的缘故，因为主爱我们的缘故，我们真的要学下怎样去讲。
I think this kind of thing, this kind of work probably should be done in every church. That is, each brother or sister, you should write out your testimony.
就是因为这样的缘故，我真的想能够见到每一间教会是这样，每一个弟兄姊妹他们信了主，他们都要写下他们自己得救的经过。
And this kind of testimony would be good for you to let your leaders in church to look over and maybe polish up.
他们得救的见证的经过是给教会里面的领袖其他人来看过，是修山是润色好他。
And then even find an opportunity to have rehearsal.
或者俾機會佢哋係咁樣喺人面前嚟講添。
It can be rehearsed in fellowship or Bible study group or even prayer meeting。
或者喺祈禱會裏邊，或者喺團契裏邊，係俾啲人出嚟咁樣係講佢自己嘅得救嘅見證。
Now then, when the opportunity comes, you can witness to the Lord。
當機會嚟嘅時候，你就可以藉住咁樣而向神作為神作見證啦。
Brother, sister, this is something we have to get done。
这个样子就是我们需要做的。
Now, if you read Luke chapter 19, second parable, you will sense the seriousness.
如果我们看路加福音第19章第二个 的比喻的话，你会看到这件事情是多么严重。
The second parable of Luke chapter 19 is very similar to Matthew 24, second parable.
在路加福音第19章第二个的比喻，同比起马太福音第24章第二个比喻系好相似嘅。
But what difference?
但个分别响边度呢
？The difference in Matthew talking about spiritual gifts.
但响马太福音，我哋知道讲就系讲紧属灵嘅恩赐。
So some people can have 5,000, some people can only have 2,000.
讲到属灵嘅恩赐嘅时候，有啲人有5,000，有啲人有2,000。
But the parable in Luke 19 is talking about saving grace.
但是当我们看到路加福音第19章第二个比喻的时候，这是讲到得救，这是讲到救恩的。
So everybody same, every servant has a piece of servant.
这里讲到救恩的话，每人都是一致同人过都是一定人的。
Some people would say, oh, I have no gift, so I am not able to witness for the Lord.
有些人说，我没有这个恩赐，我不懂得为神作见证。
Yes, I know, you might have not found 5,000 or 2,000, but at least you have a piece of silver in your hand.
冇错，我知道你可能冇5,000银子或者冇2,000银子，但系你嘅手里边有一定嘅银子。
You have been saved, have you?
你已经系得救啦，系唔系呢
？You have experienced the regeneration.
你系已经感受到感觉过重生噶啦。
You have a piece of silver there.
你已经喺你手里边有一定嘅银子啦。
And Lord expects you going to do business.
神是想希望你拿着这些银子去做生意的。
And in this parable, we realize one of them would have peculiar thinking.
我们看这个比喻里面，其中有一个他居然有这样的思想的。
Has he put away the piece of silver and never do any job.
佢收埋嗰一定嘅銀紙，佢翹埋手指腳趾，咩都唔做。
When the master come back, when the master came, what he did to that fellow?
当个主人翻嚟嘅时候，个主人对呢个人点做呢？
Now, I think you can read it yourself.
如果我哋一路睇落去，我哋会睇得到啦。
Read verse 22.
我哋睇第二十二节。
This is the judgment from the master.
呢度系讲到主人对佢哋嘅对呢个人嘅惩罚。
He said to him, "By your own words, I will judge you, you worthless slave. Did you know that I am an exacting man, taking up what I did not lay down and reaping what I did not sow? Then why did you not put the money in the bank? And having come, I would have collected it with interest."
第二十二节咁样讲，主人对他说。你这恶仆，我要凭你的口定你的罪。你既知道我是严厉的人，没有放下的还要去拿，没有中下的还要去收，为什么我不把我的银子交给银行，等我来的时候连本带利都可以要回来呢？
Brother, sisters, really, I want you to check on yourself. Since you accept Jesus Christ, have you ever led a single soul to the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我想你大家每一个人审查一下自己，当你接受耶稣基督之后，你有没有曾经领带领过一个人是信主呢？
You will say, I never have.
如果你说没有的话呢？
Now please pay attention to Luke 19.
我们如果你说没有的话呢，你要在路加福音第十九章这里留心。
Start from 22.
第二十二章。
Start from verse 22 to 26.
二十二节至二十六节那里留心。
It does not mean I want to threaten you for what?
不是说我想这个话是吓你，不是，我不是想吓你。
You might have not seen the seriousness, but I have seen, I have to tell you, brother, sister.
你可能没有体验到这个严重性，但是我已经体验到，所以我要告诉你。
You say, how do I know I can lead the people to the Lord or not?
你或者会问，我怎知道我自己怎样可不可以令一个人信主呢？
Well, I know.You are not able to lead anyone to the Lord.
冇错，我知道你唔可以领一个人信主。
But have you tried wishes for him or not?
但你有冇试过尝试去过去领一个人信主咧？为神作见证咧？
If you say I haven't tried.
如果你话我冇试过嘅话。
All right. One day you stand before the Lord and the Lord asks you, so and so, I did so much for you. Have you done anything for me?
或者有一日，如果你话冇做过嘅话，有一日你企喺基督台前神面前，神会话。我为你做过咁多咁多样嘢，你有啲乜嘢为我做翻嘅咧？
What are you going to answer?
如果神咁样问你，你点样答咧？
I really am worrying about you, brothers and sisters.
我十分嘅为你而担心。
So try to extend God's love.
所以我哋要尽我哋力量，我哋尽我哋力量去延伸神嘅国，神嘅爱。
Would it be good for us to talk to our Lord?
让我哋一齐向神咁样讲说话。
Lord, this year I would like you to give me some Christmas gift.
主啊，我真的想今年你是给我一个圣诞礼物。
The soul will be saved through my witness.
藉着一个人，藉着我的分享，藉着我的见证，有一个人会得救。
Where there is will, there is a way.
如果你有志者，是事竟成的。
I think this won't be too much for us to ask the Lord to give us.
我们如果这样向神祈求的话，向主祈求的话，不是说这么奢，一个这么大的奢望来的。
Lord, give me one soul, at least one soul, as I give a Christmas gift for me.
主啊，求你俾一个人，俾一个人，俾我能够领佢归主得救，作为呢个圣诞礼物。
So if you have such a desire, I would suggest something for you to do.
如果你有一个咁嘅渴慕嘅心嘅话咧，我有啲嘢系想系介绍俾你，你可以去做嘅。
First, you have to pray about the Lord among so many friends or relatives. Which one you want me to?Which is first.
首先你要为这件事祈祷，你要向神祈祷说，主啊，我有这么多朋友，这么多亲戚，你叫究竟要我向哪个传福音呢？
Please remember, one by one.
请记住，一个一个来。
Sometimes our heart is so big.
有时我们实在是大上头。
We want to save 10 people, 20 people, or 30 people, or all of them.
有时我们说领十个归主，二十个归主，三十个归主，我们有时说想领他们的归主。
How can you do?
你怎可以做得这么多呢？
We Chinese eat the rice one bowl after another. You cannot eat two bowls together.
我哋中国人食饭都系逐碗食嘅，唔系话一手一碗，两只手揸两碗一齐食嘅。
So let's do the same thing.
所以我哋领人归主亦都系一样。
asking Lord, let me know which one I should do first.
告诉神听, 求神, 给我们知道,
and after a few days of prayer, I believe Lord will let you sense a certain one you should do first.
如果你这样祷告, 祈祷几天之后呢, 我深信神会在你的心里面, 是告诉你,
then pray for that fellow day, morning and evening.
所以你跟着呢, 就为那个人, 是朝头早晚呢, 这样, 每天这样为他祈祷,
asking God to open his eyes.
求神开他的心眼,
let him see the end day of his life.
让神给那个人看到他的人生的空虚,
let him see the reality of eternity.
让那个人看到一个永恒里面的实际,
and ask Lord, Lord, will you please open the way for me to witness to him?
然后再向神讲, 求神, 求主给个开, 为你开门, 给你一个方法, 机会, 是去领那个人来归主。
Then maybe one day he called over, he said, so and so, I haven't seen you for a long time. Would it be alright for you to come over to have chat with me?
或者迟些之后你可以跟着找一天打个电话给他，你说某某人，我很久没见你了，你可不可以来我家里一起聊聊天啊？
I mean, he might call you.
可能那个人会打电话给你，说我可不可以来你家里聊聊天啊？
And you think, well, does it mean you open the way for me?
那你或者会这样想，主啊，你究竟是不是你为我开门呢？现在，
so you pray about it and you go there.
如果是这样的话，你为这件事祈祷，祈完祷之后你就去了。
Now, when you friends getting together, certainly you have a lot to talk.
当大家朋友聚在一起的时候，很多时候我们很多话讲呢。
But anyway, talking will be ended.
但是讲其他的话呢，要是
when you sense you are talking, common talking is going to be ended.
或者那些普通的说话讲完之后呢，
then you said so and so, you know, I have some little experience, would it be alright for me to tell you?
或者你说，我有些经验，我个人的经验，我想是跟你分享一下的，我可不可以讲给你听呢？
And usually they won't say no.
通常他们都不会说不行，不可以这样说，不可以，他们不会。
They say, go ahead, go ahead.
他们通常都会请，好啊，好啊，讲啊，我听。
So you just tell them how bad you were when, before you became a Christian. Yes.
所以其实就很容易了，如果他说好的话，你就告诉他，你在未信耶稣之前，你是多么坏的，多么坏的坏蛋来的。
Maybe not bad egg, but bad enough.
可能不是说坏蛋，但是坏坏的了。
Then tell him, how did Jesus save you?
那就告诉他，主耶稣基督是怎样拯救你。
Oh, you just stop there, you need not to do anything else.
你讲完俾佢听之后，你唔使再做乜嘢其他嘅事。Then
you ask him, you say so and so. Would you like to accept Jesus as I did?
咁你就可以跟住咁问佢，你话朋友或者亲戚，你愿唔愿意好似我咁样一样接受耶稣基督呢？
And many ways, many times you will find that self say, all right, I want.
但系好多时你会发觉到，那个人佢会话好啊，我想接受，我会愿意。
Now the fourth spiritual law put out by camp fellowship, I think that's very good.
校园传契比那个属灵的福音四定律是很好的。
However, Bible tests us, which is for him, for these things. You try to do it according to the Bible. Just tell him for repentance and forgiveness of sin on you.
但是我们看见圣经说，我们为这些事作见证，这些事就是赦罪的道和悔改，你就是将这些事告诉他。
You might find out a wonderful result.
你会发觉一个很奇妙的一个祝福来的。
If I have time, I will tell you those stories, how effective such kind of witness is.
如果我还有时间的话，我可以告诉你，这样向人传福音是多么有效。
So brothers, sisters, please extend our Lord's love. Let his love be perfected.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要以伸展，我们要延伸神的爱，让他的爱得以完全。
You do not like to let our God love stop in you.
你不想让神的爱就是到你那里成为尽头。
He wants his love to be extended.
他想他的爱不断地向前延伸。
And if you will do that, certainly he will help you.
如果你是想愿意这样做的话，神会帮助你。
Because this is his will.
就是因为这个是神的旨意来的。
This is why he created the heavens and the earth.
就是因为这个原因，神是创造宇宙万物。
This is why he sent Jesus Christ to this world.
就是因为这个原因，神是差遣耶稣基督来到这个世界里。
In order his desire to let his genuine love be extended will be fulfilled.
好叫神他的爱能够得以延伸，得以完全。
I think I should stop here. 9:30 already.
我想我要在这里停止，现在已经9:30了。
Let us pray.
让我们祈祷。
Lord, who we are, we enjoy the love which thou loved our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，我哋系何等样嘅人呢？我哋居然可以能够享受得到神嘅爱呢？
At the same time, we have found out thou wished that thy love would be perfected.
但系同埋呢个时候，我哋都知道你嘅爱系要得以完全。
Lord, help us to realize we are the ones to have the perfection of thy love.
主啊，求你帮助我哋明白，睇得到我哋就系有责任系帮助神你嘅爱得以完全嗰一个。
Help us to know how to love one another in church.
帮助我哋能够喺教会里边彼此相爱。
Help us to be able to extend thy love to non-Christians.
帮助我哋能够系懂得将到神嘅爱系点样延伸到不信嘅人身上。
Lord, since thou wishest us to witness for thee,
主啊，你系想我哋为你而作见证。
Please help us, Lord.
求主你帮助我哋。
Give us spiritual eloquence.
俾我哋属灵上面嘅口才。
Give us compassion to the lost souls.
俾我哋对失丧灵魂嘅爱心。
Grant us the love or increase the love towards lost souls.
俾我哋对失丧灵魂嘅爱心，增添我哋嘅爱心。
Especially those whom we love so much, they are still in darkness.
特別我們所深愛的人，我們的家人，他們仍然是在黑暗之中。
They are still in the hand of Satan.
他們仍然是在撒旦的手下。
Lord, give us such kind of vision from above.
求主你賜我們從上而來的異光。
That we may know how to do the job which thou wanted us to do.
好叫我們能夠懂得是做這份工作正如你所要我們做的一樣。
Brothers and sisters, would you like to talk to your Lord? Lord, what about give me a Christmas gift? That is at least one soul will be saved.
弟兄姊妹，你愿唔愿意向神你个主咁样说话？求主赐你一个灵魂，系作为你今年嘅圣诞礼物。
If you said yes, I really would like to do that.
如果你话系，我好想咁样做。
I really would like to see God will bless me this way.
如果你真真正正想神系咁样喺呢方面嚟祝福你嘅话
，What kind of Christmas gift will be better than lost souls？
有乜嘢圣诞节嘅礼物？圣诞礼物啊，好得过一个失丧嘅灵魂呢
？In other words, how many of you would talk to the Lord? Lord, help me. I start from now on. I'm going to pray about it. I need your indication whom I should do first.
换一句说话来讲，弟兄姊妹，你如果是想这样做的话，你愿不愿意向神这样祈祷，说求神给你看得到，现在开始你要为哪一个人而祈祷，是帮带领哪个人是信主。
Many times when we want to be blessed by the Lord, there is a way, that means to serve the Lord.
很多时候我们如果想得到神的祝福，我们有一个方法，就是去侍奉神。
If we will follow his instruction to witness for himOur spiritual life will be revived.
如果我们是跟着好像神教导我们这样去做，去向人分享作见证的话，我们自己本身的灵命，我们是会得到奋兴。
So now, I hope you will make some decision before the Lord. You are going to tell the Lord, Lord, help me. I would like to have such kind of Christmas gift.
我希望你能够在神面前做一个这样的决志，告诉神听，求神帮助你，你很想有一个这样的圣诞礼物。
If you have such a desire, will you tell your Lord by lifting up your hands?
如果你有一个咁嘅心志嘅话，你可以话俾你嘅主听，你举手用举手嘅方法嚟话俾你嘅主听。
Yeah, praise Lord.
感谢主。
Praise Lord.
感谢主。
Praise Lord.
感谢主。
Brothers, sisters, this is really serious. If you have been a Christian for a long time, yet you never tried to witness for the Lord, how can you face your dear Lord?In the day of judgment.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情实在十分的严重。神主是为你做了这么多。当你有一天你站在基督的台前，在神面前的时候，当神问你他为你做了这么多事情，你有为他做过什么事情的时候，你怎样答他？
I want you to extend my love. Why you let my love stop in you?
神可能会对你这样说，我很想我的爱能够得到延伸，为什么我的爱到你那里成为尽头，到你那里为止呢？
If you wish for the Lord, you say, Lord, I did, but I didn't have a good result.
或者你可以告诉神，我有曾经这样试过，不过我的成果不好呢。
Now, at least you have something to answer our Lord's question.
如果你这样做的话，这样起码你可以有些说话可以答复神呢。
All those brothers and sisters, you really mean business and need God's Christmas gift this year. Will you please stand up? Let us pray together.
弟兄姊妹, 如果你真是认真的, 你真是想能够神赐给你一个失丧的灵魂, 作为今年的圣诞礼物的话, 你是要起来, 我们是一起这样祈祷。
Dear Lord,
亲爱的主,
Thou hast seen our brothers, sisters' hearts.
你是已经见到我们弟兄姊妹的心。
They have such a desire.
他们已经有这样的渴望。
They want to tell you by standing up.
他们以起立来向你面前作决志。
They wish to have such kind of Christmas gift.
他们很想有一个这样的圣诞礼物。
Dear Lord, grant us.
求主你都是赐给我们。
There is nothing too hard for thee, Lord.
在主里面是没有难成的事。
We pray thee to help our brothers and sisters realize which one they should emphasize.
我们祈求主你, 好叫我们的弟兄姊妹能够知道哪一个是你预备了给他们的。